Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks to Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Adam Levin. He's scaring the heck out of us. He's the author of Swiped. He's the chairman and co-founder of Identity Theft 911 LLC, 911 LLC, also chairman and co-founder of Credit.com. Adam, thanks again for being here. You, in the previous segment, you were telling us about some of the challenges that you fear we may have with our election coming up. And this is the first time, isn't it? This is the first cycle where foreign actors have started demonstrating themselves. Maybe they knew about what's going on in the past. Maybe they've been doing some hacking. But now with the Democrat Party's breach, and apparently some of Hillary's people, if not her, she was breached. If you had to say a story that was maybe a reasonable next step for them between now and November, whatever the date is, November 8th, I guess it is. If you had to identify a story of how they could get involved, a foreign actor, bad guys could get involved with a cyber attack, and what the implications would be, what would that look like?
Well, a few things. Number one, they could possibly infect some of the voting machines that they get access to. They could play around with the vote count, at least causing recounts, which, you know, we lived through a few of those.
Right.
They could possibly infect, surround, and then demand ransom for voter files to make it more difficult. Now, a lot of places, you know, they have the paper books. You go, you sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reasonable backup. Remember also that there's an enormous amount of granular information in voter files, and if someone could get in a file, they could possibly change that information
mm-hmm.
and create havoc when people are attempting to vote. They could also take over machines and then using the data they have, contact people directly. Remember, this is very targeted data. Contact people directly, create stories that aren't true about candidates, and by the time you're able to verify the story, you're past the election. They could also notify you that your election post is too crowded. Maybe you should go to another one.
Yep.
They could divert
yep.
you to. So, I mean, a lot of strange things can happen.
If we have the big data, if they break into our big data, they can manipulate the big data just like David Plouffe did for Obama in 2008.
Anyone can take data and effectively use it and target those people they want to target.
And so from an implication standpoint, it could become so disruptive and almost so untraceable and maybe so unfixable that the election, let's say that it happens that Trump wins. He gets more electoral votes.
Right.
And then Clinton says, well, wait a minute, we have evidence that the Russians subverted this on his behalf. And they protested it. And I mean, is it going to wind up in the Supreme Court again? I mean, this kind of an unraveling, Adam, could take more than a few months.
Let's put it this way: we're way beyond hanging chads at this point.
Right.
So
could this be where the election? I mean, my God, think about that. What if all this couldn't get unraveled and put back together? Humpty Dumpty couldn't get put back together before the inaugural. Then we don't have a president because Obama's gone by law.
Well, they have to work out some solution, and I'm not suggesting.
Am I hyperventilating a little bit here? Is this a possibility?
Well, no, we could both. You and I both could be a little bit melodramatic on this, but at the same point, it's just that we have to keep our eye on it. And I really think instead of talking about the Great Wall of Mexico, a lot more conversation
right.
should be directed toward the cybersecurity issue,
mm-hmm.
only because of the past, you know, few weeks, There's been a frenzy over the hacking of the DNC with possible hacking
right.
PACs and Republican committees, and then the cyberbullying gone.
Do you see, one quick question, do you see, what are the chances you see more damaging stuff coming for Hillary between now and the election?
No, I think it's entirely, well, you already have Julian Assange who said he's got more stuff and he's going to release it, and he is not a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he said it. Pretty much, if there's anything he can do to hurt her, he will.
But again, that's a foreign player, foreign actor affecting your
election. And think about this, that if you bring something out about someone close to the election, it could be so close to the election, you don't have the time to vet it to find out
right.
whether
that's
it's
exactly
true or not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Then, and yet they've had an influence. Those are the implications, folks. Adam, good job today. Keep us posted on how things are going.
Thank you, sir.
Adam Levin, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, his book is called Swiped. It's a good one. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.